You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music found on this show, just type in Zunier, Zunior.com.
Of two enemies, push and pull and spite. It's clogging up my arteries with a mournful end in sight. To focus on the cardiac seems trivial at best, until you learn the heart attack is love being laid to rest. And note to my predictor, who keeps me tried and true, and leaves me needing time alone with you. Tried and true, it leaves me needing time alone with you. A note to my predictor, it keeps me tried and true, it leaves me needing time.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Home Game Six Pack. Six great Canadian songs for your eardrums, thanks to Zunier.com. I am Rob Pingelin. You can always find me at homegameradio.com or on the Twitter feeds at Rob Pingel. We started things off with the Olympic Symphonium. Their brand new album is called Chance to Fate, and we heard their tune Predictor. Chance to Fate is their fourth full-length album, and it was recorded at the Salty Tower Inn in St. Andrews by the Sea, New Brunswick. I was lucky enough to be in St. Andrews by the Sea, and I would love to go and record an album there if I knew how to record music and all of that stuff. But just thinking about being able to record in such a great location makes me excited about this brand new Olympic Symphonium album, Chance to Fate. Now, last episode, I was totally geeking out over the brand new White Horse EP, Ephemere Sans Repere, that I missed out on some other great releases that are up on Zunier.com, and especially one that also includes a husband and wife duo. Erica and Simon Angel are Thus Owls. And Erica is from Sweden. She met Simon when he was working with Patrick Watson as one of the founding members of his band. They fell in love immediately, worked together in Sweden, and then came back to Montreal, where they became Thus Owls and recorded Turning Rocks, their brand new album. And from that brand new album, we're going to hear the song How in Your Bones here on the Home Game Six Pack, thanks to Zunier.com.
My skin, bones that already. empty to the night. No, there isn't much redeeming about this dawn's breaking light.
The song Curtains from Timber Timber's brand new album Hot Dreams, released on Arts and Craft Records and available at Zunier.com. I've always called Timber Timber just that, but recently I heard someone call it Timber Timber, and I always knew that it wasn't the same word. I mean, they're spelt differently, but I never realized that you could pronounce that musical sound as timbre or timber. I always thought timbre was spelt with an A. So I learned something new almost every single day, and I thought I'd share a bit of that knowledge with you. Taylor Kirk is the main man behind Timber Timber, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but he is, I think, Canada's answer to Nick Cave, and I'm really hoping that he will create a full-length album of Canadian murder ballads. That would just send me over the moon. And if Timber Timber and Nick Cave ever shared a stage, I would buy tickets and be there in a heartbeat. Up next for you on the Home Game Six Pack is Trent Severn. They are three amazing singer-songwriters who are working together. Based out of Stratford, Ontario, we have M. Griner, Dana Manning, and Laura C. Bates. Their first album was wonderful, and they're working on their second album. And in the meantime, they are sharing a Gordon Lightfoot song that they just recently covered and recorded. It's called Love and Maple Syrup. It's by Trent Severn, and it's available at Zunier.com. If you want to learn more about the band, go to TrentSevernBand.ca. They are wonderful three-part Canadiana folk band, and here they are with their version of Lightfoot's Love and Maple Syrup.
Love and maple syrup go together like the sticky winds of winter when they meet. When lonely lovers come to rest beneath the trees, they do their best, but still they can't be free. Looking for the world to be anything but what they see, longing to be understood by the heart that shapes the world. If you go into the forest, gaze up through the leaves and see the sky that's almost white, you will learn to understand what makes the forest greet the man like a mother's only child. In the north, when the winter's claw relaxes now to keep the law of nature in control, people come and stand in line to rob the forest of her wine, but they don't feel the cold. Looking for the world to be anything but what they see, longing to be understood by the heart that shapes the world. Divine, they tell us it is spring. Love and maple syrup stir the thoughts of people into words of songs they can sing. Love and maple syrup go together like the sticky winds of winter when they meet. When lonely lovers come to rest beneath the trees, they do their best, but still they can't be free. Looking for the world to be anything but what they see, wanting to be understood by the heart that shapes the world.
Thank you. but nothing now compares with two. I'm looking out for a lady who's the same as you, and our love was a horizon. It's gone now like THNB. Feeling blind, it's summertime, but feels like mine is free.
Was the song Allison by Harlan Pepper from their sophomore album Take Out a 20 and Live Life to the Fullest. It was recorded with Colin Linden in Nashville, Tennessee at RCA's Studio B, which is now owned by Ben Folds. And of course, iconic albums were recorded in that studio back in the day, including Bob Dylan's Nashville Skylines. And you can take out a 20 and live life to the fullest if you track down Harlan Pepper for one of their live shows, which they're doing through the month of May and into June and all of that. Just go to harlanpepper.com. They've teamed up with Corb Lund for a BC tour, the Sun Parlor Players for some shows in Ontario, and then Cuff the Duke and the Sheepdogs for the Ottawa Dragon Boat Festival. Man, those are some good lineups, and Harlan Pepper will be performing, and it'll be something to see. I'm going to leave you with one last song, of course, finishing off this six-pack. Don't forget, you can find out more about the Home Game Six-Pack at homegameradio.com. You can also listen to past episodes of the Six Pack through Zunier.com, where you can buy all the music that's been featured on the Six Pack. And if you are looking to listen to the Six Pack while you are traveling about, seek out the Stitcher app. It is a great device on your mobile device, a great app for your mobile device to play music or listen to whatever you need, whenever you want. Go to Stitcher to figure it all out. I'm going to leave you with an artist that I made reference to a couple of episodes ago without actually even realizing it. Michael Furstack was previously in the band Wooden Stars, and we featured a song off of Julie Doiron and the Wooden Stars album. He then went on to create his own band, Snail House, which he worked with heaps of different people to create music under that name. In 2012, he retired that name and just started releasing albums as Michael Furstack. His first album was called Tambourine Deathbed and was only released last year. And this year, he has a brand new album out. It's called Singer Songer. And he's teamed up with 9 great singers from all over the map. And then he's had them sing the songs that he's written. And I'm going to leave you with Little Scream, the song that Michael Furstack and Little Scream wrote or worked on together. I believe Michael wrote all the songs and then just got the vocalist to sing. It's called Don't Wait Up. It's from Singer Songer. It's by Michael Furstack, and it features Little Scream. And it's how we're going to end the Home Game Six-Pack for this time. I hope you'll be back to listen to more great Canadian music in the near future, and seek it out wherever you go. Listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music heard on this program, just type in Zunier, Zunior.com.